My name is Paola Testa and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 28th of August 2009 and the time is 7:18 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Caroline Pugh, I'm 30 years old and I was born in Edinburgh but I live in Belfast.
And have you travelled to London especially today for this?
Yes, I have.
And has coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action been what you imagined it would be like?
It's a little bit higher up than I thought it was going to be, but it's pretty similar to what I thought it was going to be like.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
I'm a little nervous. The height is slightly worrying, but I think I'm going to be fine when I'm up there, and I'm actually looking forward to it.
How did you first hear about the project?
I heard about it through word of mouth. In fact, I know two other people who've done it. Kira Hickey, who drank a bottle of champagne, and my friend Cheyenne, who played the harp.
And what is it that you'll be doing on the plinth?
I'm going to be taking Twitter comments from people. They're going to use my name, my Twitter name as a hashtag, Wild Song, and I'm going to be taking their comments and suggestions and performing them on the plinth, whatever they are. There's a little asterisk there because I know that people have the opportunity to ask some rude and naughty things. I've only said I'm going to perform what they Twitter, so I may just sing out the Twitter if it's something that I don't think I'm going to want to do up there.
And have you got any idea about what you might have suggested to you?
Well, I've already had some suggestions. Pretend to be a squirrel is one of them, and make an instrument out of bamboo is another. I'm going to try and see if I can simultaneously do a few of the suggestions, so I may pretend to be a squirrel while making an instrument out of bamboo.
And where did this idea come from? Why did you choose to do this?
I suppose it's partly the idea of Anthony Gormley delegating what he's doing on the plinth to the public. In a way, I'm delegating what I'm doing in my hour to the public as well, via Twitter. I'm also going to be able to take suggestions from the people surrounding me as well.
And what impact do you think going up on the plinth and doing this will have either on people watching or on you as an individual?
I think it's going to have some impact to the people who are in the close locality, but I really don't know what impact it's going to have on other people, because there's so many people, because there's 2,400 people going up there. I do feel a little lost in a crowd, but it's a comfortable anonymity. I'm glad that I'm not the only person who's going up on the plinth, although that would be fun too. I wouldn't not do it if that was the case, but I feel a little bit like the impact I can make is quite small, but that maybe that's not going to be the case. I don't know. The impact on me, I think it's a great way to spend 2 days, and I'll probably be very glad to say I've done it. I don't see myself necessarily talking about it forever, but you know, maybe I will. Maybe something amazing will happen.
What does the opportunity mean to you to be one of the 2,400 plinthers?
It's a chance to contribute to an artwork. I see the artwork itself as quite fitting with the times that we have. There's so much public input on a lot of art right now. So, I think I'm going to have to ask you to repeat the question. I'm not sure if I've answered it.
Right. What is it that you do outside of this? Are you an artistic person as a profession?
I'm a musician. I perform traditional music from Scotland and also extended vocal techniques in various situations. I am a singer, and I also do a bit of teaching, which I really enjoy too.
And what took you from Edinburgh to Northern Ireland?
Well, actually, I moved from Edinburgh to Preston, which is north of Manchester, and then to Glasgow, all following music courses and musical opportunities. And then my partner, who is also a musician, got an academic post at Queen's University Belfast, so I moved to Belfast to be with him.
And do you enjoy your time there?
Yes, I love it. Belfast's a really thriving place. It's extremely creative and buzzing right now. Almost everyone I know is a performer or a visual artist or a filmmaker, and almost all the people I meet are also doing those things. So many people seem to be also kind of hobbyists. There's a lot of opportunities for people to do video scavenger hunts and that kind of thing. And I feel like in Belfast, there's just so much going on all the time, and it's a really great place to be a creative person right now.
And do you see your hour on the plinth as a way of promoting yourself as an artist, or is it more about just having your hour for yourself?
I will admit, I thought, oh, maybe I can promote myself as an artist. But as I saw the project develop, I actually wasn't that excited by people who were doing that when they were on the plinth. And I thought, I don't want to actually do the things that I do as my job while I'm up there. I want to do something fun. And I've already had a video blog kind of as an outlet for all my fun ideas that I don't really want to expand on in any great depth, that I just want to kind of throw out there and have fun with and forget about. And so I thought the plinth is going to fit into that category. I think I enjoy doing that kind of thing to sort of help my creative life in general, but I don't see it as linking into my main artistic practice.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
That's a very good question. I suppose partly myself. I'm occasionally a nervous performer, or not necessarily a nervous performer, but I do sometimes get a bit of stage fright, so it's a nice way of exploring that, I suppose, plus the vertigo. And I guess I think my family might enjoy it, and some of my friends, so I might be doing it for them too. I'm also doing it because me as a member of public, I really enjoy this project, watching it online and that kind of thing. So for other people like me who enjoy that kind of thing.
Do you have any expectations about the hour on the plinth and what it will be like?
Not really. I don't really have very many expectations about the Twitters I'm going to receive. I am imagining it's going to rain, because it's been raining very heavily today in very short, violent showers. I'm hoping it's not going to be windy. Aside from that, I don't know. I'm happy to roll with it, whether people want to interact with me or not. I'm happy.
And would you mind telling us a little bit more about what you do outside of work in your normal day life? What are the things that are interesting to you to do in your spare time?
Don't have much spare time. When I do have spare time, I like reading. Kind of compulsive reader, sometimes non-fiction, sometimes dodgy sci-fi novels. I suppose I do spend a lot of time online just surfing things and looking at fun art projects and stuff. I suppose that's a very low-grade level of research for what I do normally, but that's kind of fun to look at. And I go to gigs and hang out with people. Belfast is an amazing place for social life as well. Like there's a lot of hanging out and drinking in pubs goes on, so yeah, I do quite a bit of that too.
And do you remember when your interest in singing started?
Yeah, I was very young, about 5. I was watching some terrible tacky show on TV with child singer, dancer, actor, you know, triple threat type children. And I said to my parents, I can do that, look. And they said, you've got to work very hard to be able to do that. You can't do that yet. So that's when I decided I wanted to do it. But thankfully, I've been saved from any such singing, dancing, acting type things so far.
Is it something that you've always pursued then, from an early age?
Not necessarily. I started off studying architecture. I mean, it was always an interest. It was always something I wanted to do, and I pursued it as an amateur in choirs and all sorts of things, and did a bit of composing in my spare time. And then when I actually started studying architecture properly, I realized that all the reasons why I wasn't going to do music were realities for any job. You know, people say, oh, it's very hard, there's a lot of competition, it's not a stable career. And I looked around, and my dad's an engineer. He didn't have a stable career because engineers, you know, now have difficulty finding work. Everyone has difficulty finding work. And architecture, what I was studying, it's extremely competitive. So I thought, why would I cope with all these trials doing architecture when I could actually cope with them being a musician and enjoy what I do? And then I started studying music seriously.
Are you able to describe what it is that you get out of singing and the work that you do?
It's very hard to say. It's nice doing something physical as your job. Like, singing is very physical, and it's actually exercise when you're doing it. I like being on stage. It's kind of one of those I like it and I don't like it at the same time. I just can't imagine really doing anything else. It's a lot of fun. I like the colleagues, I suppose, that I make through it. And it's more a lifestyle thing. It's not necessarily the performing, it's the whole thing. It's the practicing and the what happens when you come off stage, and being able to sleep in till midday, and not necessarily ever feeling like I'm on holiday, but never actually feeling like I'm just at work as well. So yeah, I like the lifestyle.
And aside from the singing that you do, have you participated in arts projects before?
Yes. I mean, all the time. A lot of my friends are visual artists or performance artists, and I take part in their kind of thing all the time. So do you want me to go into detail?
Maybe a little.
So my friend Justin McEwen and Paul Stapleton got together, and they ran it's called an adventure for a master's year of people doing an interdisciplinary arts master's, and their students put together a kind of, the old-fashioned word is happening, I don't know what you would call it now, where audience participators turned up and were put into different kind of parking bays and given instructions and had to stand on one leg and all that kind of thing, and then we were shuffled around and made to walk outside, made to go inside, that kind of thing. It's kind of hard to describe. So that's something that I did last year. And a lot of the things my friends do in being an audience member involves going and actually taking part in it. Plus, I'm the kind of person that when someone on stage says, can I get a volunteer from the audience, I will put up my hand. So,
And how would you describe your experience of this project since first hearing that you had a place, and how you felt at that point to this moment now?
I suppose, like anything, and I guess I'm kind of used to this feeling, but it becomes more and more real as the time approaches. So that's definitely happened, because it felt a little unreal when I was told. I was very surprised. And then, yeah, it's just become more and more reality. I've not done very much preparing, so I suppose that's not really heightened any of that feeling. And now, before going on, it still feels a little unreal, but I can see the actual plinth and someone on it and kind of imagine myself on there, sort of. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Hour.